If you're listening to this, that means that you have been given a private, exclusive invitation. An invitation to become a member in a unique, sovereign, private, and extremely exclusive member-only society designed to make you wealthy and make you happier than ever before. Secret societies have been around for a long time. Some of you are familiar with them. The Skull and Bones, Illuminati, Trilateral Commission, the Freemasons. There are virtually dozens and dozens of secret societies. But secret society membership, up until now, has been exclusively available only to the privileged elite class. When a person became a member of a secret society, they were given access to people and networking opportunities and ground floor money-making opportunities that the average person simply would never have access to. When the privileged elite class became members of these secret societies, they were also given secret knowledge on how to have, be, or do virtually anything they want. You're being given an opportunity to have just that. In 1998, I was the first person ever to leave the largest secret society in the world called the Brotherhood. In 2004, I published the book, which became a number one bestseller. It was actually number one on the New York Times bestseller list for 26 weeks in a row. And right now has sold close to 20 million copies around the world. In that book, I briefly touched on the fact that I was a member of the Brotherhood Secret Society for many, many years and had reached the highest level in that organization. It was because of my involvement and being a member of the Brotherhood that I was taught secret knowledge on how to virtually create all of my desires in my life. Some of you are familiar with the book The Secret or The Law of Attraction. The Secret is an excellent book and gives tremendous, wonderful information on how to use the law of attraction and how to create things in your life. However, I can tell you this, there are many, many more secrets well beyond the law of attraction. When you learn these secrets, you really can have, be, or do whatever you want. Well, when I published that book in 2004, several people came up to me, people that I knew and some that I did not know, that were members of various secret societies. Now keep in mind, the secret societies that we're talking about is how the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Rothschilds in America had created most of their wealth. Even as far back as Andrew Carnegie at the turn of the century and back in the 1800s, secret societies were the method that people achieved great wealth in their life. Many U.S. presidents were members of secret societies. President Bush's members of secret societies, and they acknowledged freely their membership in the Skull and Bones, which is a secret society from Yale University. If you watch the movie The Good Shepherd with Matt Damon, that movie is about how the CIA was started, and it points out factually that the CIA in America was started through the membership of the secret society Skull and Bones. Well, in 2004, when I published my book and exposed the fact that I was a member of the Brotherhood and was the first person ever to leave that organization after achieving its highest membership level, I mentioned many people came up to me. I've had members from Skull and Bones, Yale University's Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission. I've had two 33-degree members of the Freemasons, which is the highest membership level in Freemasonry. I've had members from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Bilderbergers. There's another society, a very elite one called the Power Elite. It's a small secret society, mostly in Europe. The Round Table Group. The people that came to me who were members of these societies included a king, of an Asian country, other members of royal families around the world, several billionaires and industrialists, a former prime minister of one of the largest countries in the world, a former president of one of the largest countries in the world, several politicians, several members of Supreme Courts in the world, and many, many other people who have reached celebrity status that you would know by name. These people came to me and said, obviously, membership in secret societies is a huge advantage. The two major advantages of being a member of a secret society is, number one, the associations you have with other members. Members work together. When you're a member of a secret society, you have a big advantage. You have connections with some of the most successful, powerful, well-connected people in the world. And membership means members help members first. Business deals are done between members first before the general public ever hears about them. Ground floor business opportunities, investment opportunities are given to members, to members, from members, before anyone ever gets a chance to take advantage of these. So the association and the networking opportunities amongst members to do business deals, to make business, to get contracts, and to do things like banking, to get financing and loans at rates that no one else could get, under terms that no one else would get. Members helping members is one of the keys of being in these societies. The second thing is the knowledge that you get. Much of this knowledge is passed down generationally, and some of it has never been written. It's passed down verbally from one person to the next. The information that's shared is not only technical information on how to invest and how to make money, but it's more energetic information, how to use the law of attraction, how to create things in your life that you want, how to have, be, or do whatever you want. And there are secrets that have never been published, which allow society members to achieve greatness that other people just can't. And we're not talking just financial wealth, but also happiness and a lifestyle that people just really only dream about. So you're being offered membership into the Global Information Network. This Global Information Network was started by myself and over 30 individuals who came forward from these various secret societies. They came to me and said, we need to start a brand new society, a member-only society, an exclusive society by invitation only,